Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahirrabbilalamin. Wassalatu wassalam ala rasul al-karim wa ala ahlihi wa sahbihi barik wassalim. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Today, inshallah, we will talk about Sayyidina Habib Umar bin Ahmad bin Abi Bakr bin Samit radiallahu anhum. And the following is a short introduction by Habib Ahmad Mashur al-Haddad radiallahu anhum. Sayyidina Habib Umar bin Ahmad bin Abi Bakr bin Samit radiallahu anhum is the firmly established scholar with taqwa, knowledge, humility and submission before Allah, with perfection, firmness, uppermost in generosity and guiding towards the right way. He spread the call of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and directed upon the path of the ancestors around the country, verbally, physically and in writing. Sayyidina Habib Umar bin Samit radiallahu anhum was born in 1303 Hijri, in the Comoro Islands. He grew up in an environment of knowledge and right conduct and was raised under the care of his father, the master and great scholar Habib Ahmad bin Abi Bakr bin Samit radiallahu anhu. The signs of nobility were manifest upon him from a very young age. He accompanied his father to Hadramaut, to the dwelling of his family in the city of Shibam, where from great scholars emerged that encompassed both knowledge and action together. The foremost amongst these scholars is Habib Idrus bin Umar al-Habshi radiallahu anhu, and Habib Ali bin Muhammad al-Habshi radiallahu anhu, and Habib Ahmad bin Hassan al-Attas radiallahu anhu, and Habib Muhammad bin Tahir al-Haddad radiallahu anhu, and his uncle Habib Abdullah bin Tahir bin Samit radiallahu anhu, and his father Habib Tahir, amongst others. Their characteristics were impressed upon him and their gaze was upon him. He strove with sincerity, seeking knowledge and worship with his jazb. And under their protection, he arrived at the levels of nearness, qurb, and felicity, sa'ada, until he was amongst the exalted ones. Then he returned to Zanzibar to see his father, and he had fulfilled all of his requirements and those of the extremely knowledgeable Sheikh Saleh Abdullah bin Muhammad Ba'kathir in relation to his spiritual knowledge and the sciences of the religion. Then he went to Moruni, which is the capital of the Comoro Islands, and there he spread guidance and knowledge. He spent all of his time in calling people to Allah, in the cities, in the villages, striving on his feet day and night. Many would call him in order to see him, and on gazing upon him they would be amazed. And in those distant regions the people would be marked with a sign of piety, going back to the roots of their religion and enhancing their Islamic sentiment, despite being surrounded with misguidance and corruption of various kinds. This can only be done through excellent and sincere da'wah, which penetrates into the depths of the hearts. May Allah be pleased with this Imam radiallahu anhu, who had a great concern for calling people to Allah. There was no religious leader in those regions, only that they were with him, both inwardly and outwardly. How many people accepted Islam at his hands? And how many people did Allah guide amongst the Ummah through him? Habib says, radiallahu anhu, Habib Ahmad Mashur, that when I was in Uganda with a group of people calling people to Allah, he extended great protection and attention towards us and drew up a program of da'wah and said, give glad tidings and do not flee. Make things easy and do not make them difficult. He also said, there is nothing more beloved and closer to Allah and his messenger than calling people to his path. And these were the steps of his family and his grandfather, the Qutb, Habib Ahmad bin Abi Bakr bin Samit, radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Habib Umar bin Samit was a man of uprightness, a conveyor of guidance, and a light to whom the rich would resort to and all others would adhere to. He perfected and refined them by removing their deficiencies. We saw upon him the marks of our pious predecessors with their splendour, consolidation on their guidance and their noble qualities. We would almost feel as though we were living in the time of our great predecessors, and we could witness them upon him and find the gems of their wisdom upon his lips. He had encompassed traits of nobility and perfection that would bring together the hearts towards loving him and encourage the tongues to praise him. Whoever saw him cherished him, loved him. You could see his gaze and concern upon all of those that were attached to him. Habib Umar bin Smith radiallahu anhu, he spent 4 years in Khalwa, in seclusion, in Madagascar, and this was during the early part of his life following the instruction of his sheikh. Then, in 1936, he returned to Zanzibar. And then he was called upon by the British colonial authorities, who desired that he take his father's place, Habib Ahmed, radiallahu anhu, who was a distinguished and revered judge. After the passing away of his noble father in 1925, Judge Tomlinson, his father's former colleague, pointed out that finding a good qadi was not easy, and now the authorities looked to the son of the former chief qadi to take over. Habib Umar, radiallahu anhu, he rose rapidly in the Zanzibar court system, and he held the same title as his blessed father. In 1975, 2 years after the passing away of Habib Umar Smith, radiallahu anhu, Habib Umar's portrait was printed on the 1,000 franc bill, which is still in circulation till this day. Many miracles have been related about Habib Umar, radiallahu anhu. Amongst them was that during his youth, while he was studying, his father would ask him to turn out the lamp and rest. After obeying his father's instruction, the room remained illuminated, and his father saw that he, Habib Umar, was using the light that glowed from his finger to see in the dark. It has also been related that once he designed for his chair to be moved to another position, and once the chair had been moved, his eyes were filled with tears. And one of his students asked him regarding this, and Habib Umar radiallahu anhu said that when the chair was moved, the position of the heavens moved with it. In the year 1393 Hijri, which corresponds to 1973 of the Christian calendar, on the 9th of Safar, Habib Umar bin Ahmed bin Abi Bakr Ismail radiallahu anhu passed away at the age of 87. On the Comora Island, he lies to rest next to his exalted grandfather, Habib Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. May Allah sanctify his secret and make us benefit from him in both abodes. Wa sallallahu ala habibihi, Sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi barik wa salim, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.